In one of his first public statements, Pope Benedict XVI spoke of promoting unity between Christians. He assumes the papacy at a time when there is already an alliance in the United States between conservative Catholics and evangelical Protestants. That alliance is politically significant, even though, as we're about to hear, it does not include all Catholics or all evangelical Protestants. One observer of that alliance is Michael Cromarty of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. That think tank says it focuses on the bonds between public policy and religious tradition. Cromarty says relations between conservative Catholics and evangelical Protestants have not always been so friendly.
Long ago, there was a great adversarial relationship. But in the last 20 to 30 years, because of the pro-life movement and other moral and cultural concerns, evangelical Protestants and Catholics have found themselves on the barricades together, if you will, co-belligerents in the culture wars. People have not compromised their theological distinctives, but have found themselves working together on many issues related to the moral culture concerns that they both share.
How should we think of this co-belligerency, as you describe it, as we go forward in this time when it appears that religion is becoming more and more influential in politics?
Well, I mean, I think that the fact is that you've got a new alliance with conservative Protestants and conservative Catholics, but you also have a new alliance between liberal Protestants and liberal Catholics. And you'll find, I think, with the nomination of Cardinal Ratzinger to be the new pope, you'll find a lot of disaffected Catholics and liberal Protestants working together, and you'll find more alliances with conservative Protestants and Catholics.
I've got an email here from Barbara Bradley Haggerty, our religion correspondent here at NPR, and the way that she puts it is, we are no longer in a denominational world. We're in an orthodox versus a progressive religious world.
Well, that's right. At least in the Christian tradition, you're finding more and more people who are not so aligned to their denomination as much as they're aligned to the tradition of classical Christian orthodoxy. So they can find that in a Baptist church, they can find it in an Anglican church, they can find it in a Bible church, they can find it in a Presbyterian church. What they want is a church that teaches the Bible in a faithful way, and then they find different worship styles that they appreciate, and they go to that church.
Do you read anything in the early statements of former Cardinal Ratzinger, the new Pope Benedict XVI, that applies to these issues?
I know from what he said in the past that he's been very warm in his dialogue with other Christian traditions and been encouraging. And in fact, even in the dispute in the Anglican Church right now, he has sent letters to the more conservative wing of the Anglican Church, encouraging them in their fight for classical orthodoxy.
What are the political implications of the way the religious world, the Christian world anyway, seems to be divided between the orthodox or traditional side and the more progressive or liberal side?
Well, the political implications for the United States of America are simply what we've been seeing in the last couple of decades, which is that more and more traditional Catholics who used to vote Democratic have, as we've noticed in 2000 and now in 2004, have moved more to the right of center because of concerns they have about the life issues. The new alliances of evangelicals and Catholics working together creates a huge moral force. And one does not expect that in future elections that anybody running for office will not take seriously the fact that there's a whole large constituency of conservative Protestants and conservative Catholics who are very concerned about many of these deeply profound ethical questions that keep coming to us because of modern technology.
This alliance was energized and excited by the re-election of President Bush, and many of its leaders claimed credit, partial or entire credit, for getting him re-elected. Is the alliance being energized again by the election of Cardinal Ratzinger?
Well, your alliances are usually energized when you're in the adversarial position. In fact, the matter is, with the election of Cardinal Ratzinger, you're going to see all kinds of battles going on in the Catholic Church that one can only predict. And in this instance, I think the people who will be energized are the people who are the left of center, both Protestant and Catholics, who are concerned about a new reign of terror by Cardinal Ratzinger, the new pope, on their theological seminaries. I think the new energy is going to be in opposition to him.
Michael Cromarty is vice president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center here in Washington, D.C. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.